Aloha, this is Wayne Cudero with the Word for the Week, April 16th through 22nd. And as we take a look at 1 Samuel 18 through 25, you're going to see David facing Goliath, and with a stone, he puts him down. And David nails him in the head, and Goliath says, "My, nothing like this has ever entered my mind before." And down he went. It reminds us of how great a God that we serve. And when we're obedient and we move with confidence, God takes over. I've seen that so many times. But you've got to move with faith. You've got to move like you mean it. And David sure did. But then David is going to be running from Saul for the rest of the chapters. He'll make friends with Jonathan, who will be a great buddy. But then Jonathan will have his hands tied because Saul's authority. David is a fugitive. Even though he spares Saul when he could have killed him, he still runs as a fugitive. Samuel, the priest, dies towards the end of our reading, and then you'll end with reading about a very wise young lady named Abigail. Abigail and Nabal, a foolish husband. But watch how Abigail responds to David. Pull some lessons from her, how you can also respond to those tough to get along with. In the New Testament, Matthew 3 through Matthew 9, if you have a red letter edition, you'll have more red than in this part than any other part of the New Testament, because it is there that you'll have so much of the teachings of Christ. You'll go through the baptism of Jesus, the temptation, Sermon on the Mount that we call Beatitudes, or attitudes that will help you to become like Christ. But most of that is just simply the teachings of Christ. Can I encourage you to read those slowly, Matthew 3 through Matthew 9? Because those are the teachings of Christ that'll make such a difference in you. It's chock full of character lessons and indispensable principles for your future growth and maturity. Read it slowly. You've heard of speed reading? Here's Wayne Cudero's slow reading course. Take time with it. Enjoy your devotions. Let me encourage you also to go to lifejournal.cc. Lifejournal.cc on the web. Order one of those life calendars, because in it you'll be able to plan your day, your week, your month, and every day it'll tell you what you're to read in your journal. It's a fantastic tool that I use every single day. Lifejournal.cc. God bless you as you plow into God's Word. And remember, you're not studying the Bible. When you're doing daily devotions, you're letting the Bible study you. Go forth and watch what God can do.